Okay, new tax could help fix the shipping crisis. And pig organs could be used in humans. Technology is making farming easier. These are just headlines. I'm not going into all the details. Nothing stops aid work. Okay. From tornado struck Kennedy to quake, storm Haiti, floods in Germany, and building collapse in Surfside, Israel's first responders and experts were on the scene. And so on. Food tech is going through a revolution. It's a lot of good news, actually. So they're going to go on. 21 people are magnificent. I love it. So that's all good news. So let's see. WMFO Medford here at Tufts University. You're listening to The Voicemobile. I'm your host, Joyce the Voice. And let's see. I think, what are we going to do? We're going to go to Michael's Mazurka. No, that's not what I want. I want this one. Thank you.
Have you seen my love anywhere? Can you tell him, please, that I still care? He used to climb the stair, and now I'm sitting here looking at the name. He said, hold on. Hold on, please hold on. Thank you.
Okay, that's Laszlo Gardoni, who is doing improv piano, and he's just absolutely brilliant. We were listening to Quiet Now. It's by Dee Zeitlin and arranged by Laszlo from La Marseillaise Live at David Friend Recital Hall in Berklee School on Sunnyside Records. Before that, Alex Goodman, Losing Cool. The release is called Second Act. Katie Thoreau, two songs off of her offbeat recording, Brotherhood of Man and Ray's Idea. Karen Casey from Hieroglyphs That Tell the Tale on Vertical Records. The song is Hold On, and boy, do we need to do that. Annie Minogue from her release In the Name of Stillness, Home of Belonging, the long version. And before that, Child's Play. Heaven and Earth is a release, and Michael's Mazurka is the name of the song. I think that brings us up to where we are. All right. So.
Life is like a morning star, a setting sun or rolling waves at sea, a gentle breeze or lightning in a storm, a dancing dream of all eternity. The sand was shimmering in the morning light, the dancing of the dunes of
All right, we have a few more minutes. Let me tell you what that was. That was Lorena McKennett, Caravanserai, off of her CD, An Ancient Muse. Beautiful, beautiful voice. Got to see her several times in concert with my friend Mark. It was fabulous. Laszlo Gardoni, Quiet Now. I think I did tell you that. Okay, so we're up to date. And we have a treat because somebody's live in the studio. Yay. It's a mystery man. He's been sending things in by remote control. And if you were on last week, you know that I had a terror of a time trying to get his show on. And it turns out somehow it didn't get into the right folder. And not likely. It's not likely, since you've always had things. But anyway, he's here. He is here with his festive accoutrements. All right, so I think we have time for maybe one or two more. Let's see. And if you're going to be out and about gallivanting, please have a designated driver. Don't be a statistic. No, there's enough dealing with, you know, all the other nonsense going on. So be careful and, you know, celebrate in a way that you have the next day to recuperate, please God. All right.
many years later. The gentleman from Greece would remember, of course, the day that his father brought him to the city square to see the magician who had made a whole entire family disappear. But that day that he woke up, he marveled at an entirely different magic trick. Because it was one thing to make a group of people disappear, but half a city's population? We know a lot about the Second World War in some parts, but the Jews in Greece, in the Balkans? It's no small feat. Like in Salonika, a full 50% of the population seemed to have vanished overnight. And so this gentleman wrote a poem. Just a simple question. He said, "Oh, my brothers. Oh, my brothers of Greece, of Salonika, Larissa, Athena, Rhodes, Kavala, and Xanthi, and Lambrama, and so many other communities. Oh, my brothers. Where did you go?"
Oh, mis hermanos. Thank you.
So, this is an important message for all of you sitting in the passenger seat, and apologies if things get a little uncomfortable. But how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is worth more than your life? Why not just ask them to stop texting? Stop it! It may be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live. Awkward's okay. Message brought to you by the Ad Council, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, blah, 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 and WMFO in Medford here at the Voicemobile. So learn more at stoptechstoprex.org. Boy, that's a tongue twister and a half. All right, we've got a few minutes more, and then Chris Earle is going to be coming at you. I'll see you on the radio. Don't be late. Let's see. I think we want this one. Yeah.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now.